First Corinthians chapter 9. As we go, World Changers Conference 2022 till World Changers Conference 2023. Turn to someone beside you. Say, I expect to see you next year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, obey God. I expect to see you next year. Nothing in this world must hinder you, distract you, disturb you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I see you next year, you are multiplied. You have increased. You are walking in God's plan. You are strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost. You have increased on every side. You are multiplied in the earth. It's now more than you. Thousands. Thousands of thousands. Tens of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Millions have been multiplied through you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 9. Glory to God. As we go. Verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation is committed unto me. As you go, the gospel has been committed to you. Lives have been committed to your trust. And I know you are faithful. I know you won't fail the task. You won't fail the Lord. You won't fail the church. And you won't fail your commitment. So you step into a fresh commitment, a fresh dedication to the cause of the gospel. Keep the word, keep the message, preach the message, and keep the souls committed to your trust. Keep them, guard them, oversee them, love them. Pastors, love the flock, love the flock, love the flock. Be an example to the flock. Do not manipulate the flock. Do not use the flock. No, lead the flock. Don't use the flock. Lead the flock. Do not manipulate. Do not in any way use the flock for your own personal aggrandizement or the flesh or the law or lust. Lead the flock. Guide the flock. Feed the flock. And I say this to all the churches here. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your pastors every day. Pray for your leaders every day. Pray. Be committed to a daily praying. For your leaders. Be committed to a daily praying for your leaders. Because the men God has set over the congregation, those men, they are his contact points. They are his vessels for many more people. So a distracted leader is a distracted congregation. You must pray for the pastors. Pray for the pastors every day. And never, never, ever join any conversation that speaks against the minister, against the man. For much of the move of God has been stifled in many nations because of the men that were spoken against. Do not join anyone, anywhere, in any reason, for any cause, for any purpose, under any circumstance, to speak against men and women placed over your life. Guard your heart, guard your tongue, guard your words, guard your eyes, guard your ears. Ensure that you protect the vessels committed to your trust, because just like you are committed to them, they are also committed to you. You pray for them. You pray for them. And as you pray for them, their weaknesses will be taken away. They will become strengths. You pray for them. You pray for them every day. You pray for them all the time. At the thought of your leaders and pastors is prayer. You pray for them. And to the nations of the earth, we go back. We go back strengthened, empowered to preach the gospel. We are not speaking here that the laborers are few, because we are multiplying. We are multiplying. You are multiplying. You are multiplying. We are multiplying. And so as we leave this place, we go forth to preach the gospel. Now I'm going to give you this particular instruction. Do not leave this place without speaking to the church that you came with on what are we doing this weekend. Because I'm sending you from this place to go and do a very special outreach. A special outreach today, tomorrow, Saturday, and on Sunday. We want to make sure over half of those we have reached, they are in the services. Did you hear what I just said? Let me repeat myself again. Don't leave World Changers Conference to go and rest. That's the enemy. Don't go and say, okay, I quickly want to get to the office today. There's something I have to do. You are getting the bait of the devil. What should be on your mind now are the communities, the states, the nations where you are going back to. And you say, this weekend, don't postpone it till next weekend. This weekend, we are going to multiply in our service. This weekend. This weekend. And starting from today, into tomorrow, into Saturday, we are going to reach people. And I'm giving you an instruction for every pastor, every chariot leader. You call people before you leave this place. And I say, this is what we're meeting at 6 o'clock today. We're meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow. We're meeting at 5 p.m. on Saturday. We're going out to subdue, to increase, to multiply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we deliberate about it? Are we intentional about it? And we say, on Sunday, we're going to have 100 more people. On Sunday, we're going to have 1,000 more people. On Sunday, we're going to have 5,000 more people. On Sunday, we're going to have... You must say it. Are you here? Are you here? We're acting on the word immediately. We're acting on the word immediately. As we step out of this place, we're acting on the word. We're not going to act in the flesh. Hallelujah. And the power of the Holy Ghost rests upon us. As we step into year 2023, a year for more. Strengthening of the local churches by the power of the Holy Ghost. Strengthening of the local churches. Harvest of more. And where churches are being planted. Increased plantings. Increased branches. Increased assemblies. All over the nations. All over the states. All over the towns. All over the villages. All over the provinces. All over the continent. Increased churches. To the right. We are planting more churches. We are planting more fellowships. We are on more campuses. We are on more cities. We are in more cities. We are in more streets. We are in more estates. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Start to pray for yourself as we leave. More and more of you, Lord. As we go, pray. There's more and more of your grace.